The remains of Shinzo Abe were carried into the venue by his widow Akie, accompanied by the current Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, whose decision it was to go ahead with this controversial state funeral. More than 4,000 guests, including many dignitaries and world leaders, they heard Kishida lead tributes to his friend and mentor.
Abe-san.
Prime Minister Abe, rest well after all that you have done for our nation. And thank you most sincerely. May you rest in eternal peace.
Abe served as Prime Minister twice, coming to power a second time as Japan was recovering from the 2011 earthquake and tsunami.
And that was really the spirit that Prime Minister Abe did bring to Japanese politics after the Fukushima disaster. Yes, Japan has got what it takes to be a global contender.
He was credited with making Japan more assertive internationally, but his critics accuse him of moving the country away from its traditional path of pacifism. And many people have been protesting against this event. They've been angered by the cost. And revelations since the assassination about links with the Unification Church, or so-called Moonies, have also hurt his reputation and that of the current government. Still, thousands turned out from all parts of Japan to pay their respects.
He's always stood up for his beliefs, even when many were against him.
I like Abe very much. I'm so happy to see how many people have turned out.
Long lines waiting patiently to lay flowers as their own tribute. His legacy will certainly be a controversial one, responsible for policies that were often divisive here. But Shinzo Abe seemed determined to change Japan's position in the world, and he'll be remembered as one of his country's most significant political figures. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Tokyo.